Good morning, this is Annabelle and Charlie with your 8am Zedlines. In some local news, data from Queensland Curriculum and Assessments Authority has seen an increase in student enrolments in STEM subjects. The research has seen an increase of 17% in Queensland STEM subjects, including physics and specialist maths, a rate that has jumped by almost 50% in the last 6 years. Queensland Department of Education said it supports student engagement and achievement in STEM. Susan Burchell from the CSIRO's Education and Outreach Program has expressed delight over enrolment increase in Queensland and hopes that, quote, they'll increase across the country.
An incredibly rare shorebird has been spotted in Cairns mudflats during routine surveys. This is believed to be the second ever recording sighting of the common redshank in Queensland and the first since 1987. Of the 37 migratory shorebirds that come to Australia to feed and molt, the common redshank usually only reaches Southeast Asia, prompting some concern. Richard Fuller from the University of Queensland said that there is, quote, no doubt this individual will be studied very carefully, as it could be an indicator of shifting migratory patterns. Birdwatchers are thrilled at the rare appearance, saying that the redshank is not only a rare sight for Queenslanders, but for Australia as a whole.
In some national news, in a move of rare agreement, Labor and the Coalition have agreed to introduce a national register allowing Australians to opt out of wagering ads on online platforms. This comes as parties consider a tentative deal to pass reforms for gambling. These reforms would also include restrictions to targeted ads for vulnerable gamblers, as well as introducing a block that only allows social media platforms to advertise gambling content to those logged in over-verified 18-year-old accounts. The Greens and Coalition have criticised this as being too much of a task, forcing users to have to opt out of all online platforms. Some of these naysayers are advocating for an opt-in system instead. PM Anthony Albanese made it clear he wouldn't entertain such a large change. Passengers, pilots and aviation safety investigators are concerned that safety issues at Sydney Airport are being left unaddressed following 3 incidents in 3 weeks. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau revealed that it was investigating yet another concern involving a Qantas flight crossing the path of a Virgin Australia aircraft. Only 3 hours earlier, there was another near miss between Jetstar and the Qatar Airways planes. Retired commercial airline pilot and aviation safety inspector Geoff Cloth expressed concern that if safety issues were not rectified quickly, quote, chances are high that something will happen and the consequences of that could be catastrophic. He cited his retirement as a result of poor quality and the standards in the Sydney airport, the reduction of air traffic controllers and procedures managed by airports, and the regulatory Civil Aviation Safety Authority. Chief Commissioner Angus Mitchell said that there were multiple lines of defence in an emergency situation and that the layer of defence prevented any escalations.
In some international news, a new study in Nature Astronomy has found evidence that the Milky Way collided with another galaxy around 12 billion years ago in order to grow in size. Data from the Hubble Space Telescope allowed researchers to study groups of stars known as globular clusters, to date the galaxy crashes and found unidentified clusters that indicate a galaxy absorbed by the Milky Way. They dubbed the supposed merged galaxy as low-energy Kraken Heracles. Lead author David Massari said that the existence of the merger had been hotly debated, so, quote, finding such a clear-cut signature in the age of globular clusters made us very happy. Scientists hope that data from newer telescopes will provide access to greater galaxies and even more unseen evidence of mergers. The Milky Way isn't done, though. As we speak, it is actually merging with the small Sagittarius dwarf spheroidal galaxy, which began around 6 billion years ago. And speaking of galaxies, the moon is currently at a waxing crescent. And for your weather, it's a clear but chilly morning in Brisbane and the temperature is currently sitting at 14 degrees. We're expecting to hit a max of 20 around midday. That's all of your news for 8am and we'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Language warning. This next song has a little bit of cussing in it. Just warning you if you need to turn it down.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Love you.
Hello.